Pub. Grab a seat and have a drink or two with your hosts, DC and the Dude. And while you're at it, try them around.
All right. Edition 6, show 6.
All right, bitches!
We got your host here, DC, with Metal Mike, and looks like the Dude is, one of his checks didn't clear. He was trying to buy the half and half for his White Russians, and I think they held him up at the store. So we got his replacement over here for now, anyways. James Gate, say hello, James.
Hello, James.
Hey, gentlemen. Metal Mike, DC.
What up? What up? So how is everybody? It's been a week or two and a half weeks.
It always seems like only moments since the last show.
Something like that.
Maybe because most of us live in an alcoholic haze.
Yeah. Lucky bastard.
This is the virgin tour for Jim, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Get Mr. Gate in the mix.
Yeah, we won't be easy on you. I hope you brought your lube.
I did. You know I do.
I think you're doing good.
Well, that's good. We're glad to have you. I mean, not like this is my show or anything, but I just kind of showed up and I can't leave. So,
well, and we gotta
I'm
have,
like chained in the basement here. It's a good time.
We got to be able to bounce stuff off people, and if the Dude isn't going to show up, I guess we're just going to have to continue on without him. He'll probably be pissed when he hears this, if he listens to it, but he doesn't. So
It's all good.
So I'm glad that James Gate is sipping on a Guinness.
You betcha. Of course.
It's good.
I got some Sam Adams Summer Ale. MF and delicious.
I enjoy that as well. I got a Labatt Honey Lager. I've never seen this before. I'm always a big fan of trying the new.
Yeah, trying new beers.
Right?
Sure.
But I don't know.
It's a good time. Well, we can talk about how I just acquired the Sam Adams, this delicious
Which
Sam Adams.
Which is an excellent story. I like it when stuff just falls in our lap like this.
It was amazing. And I didn't realize it happened until we were out of the store. Man, I had my three burritos, my jalapeno poppers, and my beer. And this cougar comes up, and she's like, man, is that your dinner? I'm like, hell yeah, it's my dinner. This is a delicious dinner. I don't know what the fuck you talk about. And then she's like, oh, we like to put
now,
cheese
whoa,
on
Mike.
Ours. Whoa.
For our listeners out there that don't know what a cougar is exactly.
Yeah, you got to define cougar.
Yeah.
I didn't know until maybe 3 months ago.
Because it's only recently, I think, that cougars really...
It's really been coming out. It was kind of a phenomenon, maybe an underground term.
Oh, man.
Puma, I think, is what kicked
puma?
Me onto it. I'm
puma,
like, what's a puma?
Yes.
You know, it's like a baby cougar, and I'm like, what's a cougar?
What are you guys talking
cougar.
About? Man. All right, cougar.
So, yeah, textbook definition.
Textbook. Well, I don't know if I can give you a dictionary definition, but the long and short of it is it's usually... A single female over the age of 45 who likes the young meat is the best that I will put that in.
I think 45 is pushing it, though. You got, you know.
That's true. I heard it was.
Was it? Is
it's
it
starting
50?
To drop down. It's almost even like over 30.
Really?
Which,
man, I'm almost 30.
Well,
so.
Yeah. You got Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus posing nude on
the cover of Vanity Fair.
So. Yeah. You know, everything is getting pushed down anyway. She's like, what, 15? So, of course,
Jesus.
You know, the cougars got to start earlier, too.
No, I like my cougars over 45 when I'm hunting them, you know.
That's the craziest part.
They
weren't even on the hunt.
I was just getting my beers and my burritos, my delicious burritos. And, yeah, I wasn't even on the prowl, man. She's on the prowl. I was just like, I got to eat me some dinner and some corn dogs. We'll get to the corn dogs in a second. man. So she's just like, yeah, I have those all the time. They're good. And I'm like, yeah, what about it? I don't talk to people in the store. You know what I'm talking
about.
That
was the weird part to me. Like, all right, normal. She says, oh, is that your dinner?
Yeah,
I get those all the time. Then that's when the
stepping
that's
over
when she
the
was
line.
Starting to put the claws into you.
Then she was just like,
trying to
hey,
club you
baby,
drag you home.
How you doing? No. She was like.
Put her hand on your shoulder.
She's just rubbing
stuff.
My back and shit and my knee. And I was like, hey, how? No. she was like, oh, man, we put cheese on there. And so I turned to DC over here. I'm like, hey, you got some cheese at home? And then she's like, and then we put some sauce on there. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just keeps it going.
And I was like, all right, well, I'll see you later, I guess. Bye. And walk out in the parking lot. I'm like, dude, was that cougar just like trying to pick me up? And like, I didn't even realize it until we got in the car. In other words, you know, I would have pulled out the harpoon. We're not buffalo hunting. We weren't even cougar hunting, but.
Oh, no.
you know, whatever. And Buffalo, we'll get to that some other time. But anyhow, we got some motherfucking corn dogs, and those are going to be great.
Corn dogs are good. Yeah. Did I just say cone dogs?
Some cone dogs.
Cone dogs.
Anyways.
So that's my story. I mean, it's not, like, all awesome and shit, but whatever. It's surprising when...
It's always surprising when you get some... cougar action, you know.
I just think it's the awesome red beard. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's unexpected, that's for sure.
Man, I wasn't wearing my vest to go hunting. That's the problem. It wasn't all camouflaged up, sneaking up. I didn't know how to counterattack or parry, if you will.
It might be because the weather's nice. I don't know. The weather's definitely fixed itself up this past week. It's been cold the past couple days, but really nice couple of weeks. Yeah. Maybe they're coming out. I know that the double-breasted tank tops have... made a comeback.
Hooray!
Yeah.
They're definitely out for the season.
Yeah. It's nice going to campus, I'm not going to lie. So, I don't know about you guys. I'm in the first batch of the people that get their rebate checks, you know?
Me too.
Oh.
Yeah, because my Social Security ends in between 00 and 25, so I'm kind of excited about that. I don't know if I'm in the early batch that came out on Monday, but Friday, whatever. So... you know, I was just curious what you guys are going to do with yours. I haven't really thought of anything yet, but, you know, there's some possibilities.
I am not getting one.
What? You're not going to get a rebate?
No. Oh, no. I did not have enough taxable income last year. Yeah.
Well, then...
there is going to be, or at least there's talk going to be, that you can retroactively get it on next year's taxes.
Not bad.
So...
listen to this there's dude with his accounting experience and whatnot. Good times. How about you, DC?
I haven't planned on getting anything yet. Like, people are talking about getting TVs, you know, they want to spend it on, you know, like Mario Kart for the Wii just came out. It's a good thing to throw down on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was thinking about getting a like my own hype man. I don't know if I could.
Yeah, dang, what? Yeah.
I could probably.
Put your hands in the air.
I could afford that for at least a day. You know, if it's $600, that'd be worth it for a hype man for the day.
Well, if you get like a bum, dude,
right?
Because
just follow me around
like
the whole time.
A month.
Just be like, yo, DC in the house.
Yeah.
No, you just get a really good one for a really short amount of time.
That's true.
30 seconds.
Record it.
There's
and
MF and
Dane,
blah,
boom
blah,
box.
DC, yeah.
Ride it in the car or something.
Man.
Slip it to the DJ. Dude, you need to put some of this on tonight.
Sorry, I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but speaking of boomboxes, whatever happened to the 80s style of carrying it on your shoulder? I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the iPods are all big now, but man, that was class. Just like 8675309, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The throwback stuff is always popular, but as you get older and the, you know, the technology pushes down, things get smaller and cooler, and what was cool then is definitely not what's cool now.
Well, that was a way of totally sharing your music with anyone within a couple of blocks, usually.
Now, we do that on MySpace.
Now you got the push-to-talk horseshit. That's
the difference. You're talking music and different stuff, but when you're talking about phones, it's interesting to watch movies that came out like 5 years ago, because the in thing was to have the wired... earphone, like, in the microphone or whatever, so that you're talking on the cell phone. But it's cool, you got the all these celebrities, you know, acting or whatever on, I don't know, the movie I watched was like The Sweetest Thing, and it's like two girls talking to each other, they cut back and forth, and they got this wired headphone. Now if you watch a movie like that, they got the Bluetooth, you know?
Look at my fancy Bluetooth, bitches.
Before like that, you watch like I don't know,
the Zach Morris phone, Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
The big brick phones.
Or you go back to like Lethal Weapon, one of the Lethal Weapon movies. The one guy's like standing on a bridge, and he's got like a backpack with the phone in it, and he pulls out like a corded handset, like talking on the cell phone.
Yeah. That's like World War II technology, man. Sitting on the beach,
like, crank the dial, run the generator.
This is the operator. How can I connect to? It's like, can you connect me to Wilma? I don't know. I don't watch enough World War II stuff. Damn History Channel, Hitler Channel.
Well, who knows? Maybe by the next segment, the dude will show up, but. For now, we got to keep things rolling. Our listeners demand it. We've got some good feedback, I think, from the listeners and stuff. It seems like, anyway, some people are saying that they like it. Nobody said they don't like it, I guess.
Worldwide.
Yeah. We got international fans, so that's excellent.
Hell yes.
That's
go,
pretty
lady.
Impressive, guys. I gotta say.
You know who you are. I'm not gonna say any names.
Hi.
Hello. The initials TF come to mind. Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, TF.
But anyways, with that, I think we're going to...
That stands for titty fuck.
Take a break. Nice.
That's for you, James. Just so you know. Nice. You love the titty fucking.
We're going to take a break and
get
a message from our sponsors.
Corn dogs.
Some motherfucking corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Corn dogs.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get drunk while I listen to you.
Tip back. Tip back.
Keep that on the down low.
Long past the point of Kevin on this.
Seeing the dude.
Yeah, you need to come check this out, man. It's pretty badass.
All right, we're back.
Woo! Corn dogs.
Corn dogs are good, man. I'm glad we took a break and had some corn dogs. It looks like the
I'm still eating middle, my poppers now, mics. Man.
What are you having now?
Fucking jalapeno poppers. They're goddamn good.
They're pretty good.
Long out and
no, I'm this? Good, man. I'm good. I got...
You had a corn dog.
Yeah, I got a corn dog. That was plenty. One time, going to a Christmas gathering, we made... get how crazy this is. A jalapeno cut in half, filled with cream cheese, wrapped in bacon, and then grilled. Awesome.
Goo.
Why don't you make me one of those right now?
I don't have any bacon jalapenos or cream cheese, but
that
I'll make
like
them sometime.
Just shats all over
oh,
the
man,
regular.
It was crazy. It
sounds so delicious.
The craziest part, though, like if anybody has ever cut jalapenos before, is you have to really be careful because it burns your skin, like just touching the seeds.
Also,
and then,
rubbing your eyes.
Yeah, if you make the mistake of like, ooh, I got a little bit of sweat in my eyes, then you're done for, dude, because the skin around your eyes and your eyes themselves are very sensitive to that type of thing. But whatever. It's all good. So I think this segment is going to be the...
And now for the headline news.
Yeah, the news segment. So this is the time where we talk about just some kind of random news stuff. It might be pretty recent news, I guess. I mean, none of this stuff I think is like epic. Maybe you guys haven't even heard of it. Some of it maybe, but
epic.
The first one I came across.
Some are age old.
Yeah, this one actually says it was posted in December, but I just came across it and I thought it was kind of interesting. A U.S. judge has declared a mistrial in the case of an Australian student charged with assault for hitting a coworker with a snowball. I won't read the whole story, but basically these two people work together, a guy and a girl, at a ski resort in Australia. I didn't even know they had those. I guess they have a ski resort
Wait,
in
did
Dubai,
you say,
though.
Sorry.
Australia.
Australia, but the U.S. judge didn't...
Yeah, U.S. judge, I guess. I don't know how it all works. I mean, I can read the whole thing, but it doesn't really make sense. Maybe they're working here, but it says they're Sydney University.
That's weird.
Students.
Sorry.
At any rate,
it just shows that
they
we
work
the
at
world.
Copper Mountain Ski
That's
Resort.
True. We do.
And they work for the ski and the ski rentals. And so apparently, dude takes a snowball, chucks it at his female coworker, and she sues him. And it makes me feel good because I've been thinking like, wow, I can't believe like how frivolous like lawsuits are.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And then, like, looking at this picture of this girl, it looks like the little girl that was crying over Sanjay during, Sanjay or whatever, American Idol.
Sanjaya?
Sanjaya, yeah, yeah, thank you. I've been watching.
I thought you were talking about tennis or the...
Tennis. No, it looks like she's... Yeah. It looks exactly like the girl that was crying when Sanjaya was on stage. Oh, I love you so much.
I can't vouch for the credibility of this website. They maybe just took that picture and posted it on
probably
there.
The same girl.
Yeah, somebody.
No, but that, I mean, that's complete and utter bullshit. I mean, we've all been hit by snowballs before. Maybe
you've been
not
hit by
Australia,
a snowball, James?
I have absolutely been hit by a
Thrown
snowball.
Thrown a few yourself, huh?
For sure.
I could
Gotta
never.
Gotta defend yourself.
Man.
When you're 5'10", yeah, hell yeah.
Go home and cry to mom, maybe, but take you to court? Whoa.
And it sure doesn't sound like this guy was a psycho and, like, packed this thing into a rock
yeah.
of ice and then...
Put it in his freezer for 3 days and then was just like, ha-ha, bam!
Yeah.
Trying to stone this bad. Chick to
well,
death.
Well, it makes me feel good that the judge threw it out. Way to go,
yeah,
judge.
That's right.
So
judge of America
still have
in
faith
the world.
In the judicial system here.
Once in a while. A
little bit.
One of those crazy people from down under come up throw down on us trying to get our legal system to work for them. I don't think so.
No, it's our legal system. Get out of here, Australia.
Yeah. Well, another cool thing, kind of maybe turning America in a direction that it needs to go. You guys know that video games have gotten their fair share of bad press.
Why do you think I'm so angry? Well, I'll murder every one of you right now.
Grand Theft Auto just came out recently, and it's getting tons of bad press that it's just so violent. Which
it always does.
Is violent. It's super violent. Like I haven't played them lately, but they're very violent games. I'm not going to deny that. But a new study came out thwarting all the naysayers. This study, I don't know the details. Again, I'm not going to go into it. That's not what this is about. This is about drinking and BS, and so we're not going from credible sources here. But I read that a study co-founded a husband and wife team that co-founded the Harvard Medical Center. Sounds like pretty credible to me.
Of
people who play video games, people that don't play video games, and they found that people who don't play video games are more likely to be involved in a violent act than people who do play video games. So,
When you're in the ghetto, you can't buy the video games. So.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You got to do violence on your neighbors. And
you got to act out Grand Theft Auto because you can't buy it.
That's true.
That's
true.
Why. You know?
But it seems like...
you have to look at game players, at least... 10 years ago, they were just all a bunch of little nerdy dudes that are 110 pounds and wear glasses, so...
Well, but video games do so much good for people, too. The hand-eye coordination of people who play video games is, like, levels above people who don't, just because they have to go through those things, especially, like, with the Wii. So awesome. I mean, it's...
Heck yeah.
Makes it... you develop skills a heck of a lot faster than you would otherwise. But it's kind of cool because it seems like it's a pretty balanced research study. Just like anything... in excess is going to be bad. They also found that when you play, gamers who played violent video games for 15 hours a day straight are also at risk. But they call
you're playing a violent video game 15 hours a day for who knows how long.
You
straight.
Might have issues.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
more issues than being violent.
Right?
Go
I think
the
your
fuck
issues
outside.
But then again, it's still just. I mean, it's an indirect relation. I mean, the issues come from the fact that you are if you're a kid playing 15 hours a day. You got a problem with your parents or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have bought you the game, but they shouldn't have definitely let you play it for 15 hours a day. Can you go to school doing that? Like, there's not enough time in the day to do that, I guess.
If you don't sleep.
That's true. So we'll you can live on the violence.
We'll try and keep these
You live on the violence of the adrenaline. The adrenaline pumps your violence threshold up, and you just start stabbing people, I guess.
Could be how it works.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't...
Yeah.
I played a lot of video games when I was a kid, but...
I especially enjoy, video games where I can...
For me, it's like an outlet. Like, if I'm a little bit aggressive about something, I take it out in the video game instead of,
Well, here's the messed up part. World. Do you remember, Jim, when we used to live together, we were playing Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars.
And you always want to be the
evil
guy.
And you and the other dude we were living with was like, man, I'm an evil Jedi. And I was like this good guy, but I was the angry one out of the group. So when you figure that out, you let me know. I was like, no, I'm going to be nice and not like use mind persuasions on him. So, I mean, it's... And I'm an angry dude, not angry as the dude, but
nobody's as angry as the dude.
But, I mean, that just shows you. I would typically... try to be the good guy, except for in Sim Golf.
Oh, yeah.
Sim Golf.
Because you can cheat in my game.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, then just mute your speakers for a few more minutes.
No, we're going on to this last story here.
You seem to know a little bit about this, Mike. What's your take on it?
The what now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you knew what the next story was. Anybody out there take Airborne? Not to call them out on anything. I've taken it. I thought it was
pretty cool. I for sure do.
I've used it, and I'm I guess one of the people that Jim you were saying, or James, or Jimmy, or William
there
D.
You go.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy
there
D.
it is.
Williams. You're Billy D. now. That's it.
I don't know your freaking name, but when I took it, I never felt any better. The best way that I ever felt, or the the best way that I found to feel better is just drink a ridiculously large sum of water. Like, right. I would drink like 40 gallons a day.
Right.
No BS right there.
Well, for what you guys, if you guys don't know what it is, I didn't really know until I took it the first time. I always heard people talking about it. I thought it was a pill. But it's kind of like Alka-Seltzer. It's a tablet. You throw it in some water. It dissolves. You drink the water. It's supposed to prevent and maintain your health so that you don't get sick, or that if you are sick, it'll get you better faster.
See, the thing is, I never once, when taking it, thought it was anything more than just a, as they say in the thing, an overpriced supplement.
Right.
But I swear by it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better go buy it up. You can get it real cheap right now. At least during the cold and flu season, because when this lawsuit dropped, 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Right. Well, that's, I didn't even describe it yet. I was trying to build it up to describe it. They're getting sued.
Fuck Airborne, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry.
Airborne is getting sued in a they have a $23 million settlement, which I'm sure is a class action suit. But
I got to get on board.
My class.
The people that are going after them say that there's no credible evidence that what's in this product can prevent colds or protect you from a germy environment. Germy, I don't know if it's an actual word, and it makes whatever these people are talking about a little less credible. So this might be complete bullshit, but... it says it's basically an overpriced run-of-the-mill vitamin pill that's been cleverly but deceptively marketed.
How much of that stuff is out there that's like that, though? I mean, seriously.
You're talking about like this that I found? Like, or you're talking about pills?
Like in general, supplements?
Yeah. Like there's like the Japanese foot pads that you wear at night, and they're supposed to suck all the toxins out of you.
Right.
Yeah, I read reviews about that, and it's like, no.
But it's the same
hell no,
thing,
this doesn't
man.
Do shit.
Penis enlargement pills, penis reduction pills.
I got some of those.
Yeah, they make all these different things, like, but they disclaim them. I think the reason these guys got sued is because they didn't, they made it sound like it was something that it wasn't. Like, any of those crazy fad things, they're like, you know, this is strictly herbal, results may vary, results might not happen at all.
Yeah.
You know, you might grow a third arm.
Sweet. Holy crap. Which one was that?
Then you could do the French underhand grip without any...
Woo! I could just do the French underhand grip all freaking day and wouldn't even have to worry about it because then I'd still have my arms.
Well, like, I taken it or whatever. I read the damn box.
Yeah.
And at no point was I thinking that this was some miracle drug or something. I was like,
antiviral.
Oh, man, I'll give it a shot.
You're one of the people that wouldn't be like pissed off when your coffee's hot at McDonald's and sue them because they didn't tell you it was pissed off.
Man, I was stupid as hell and poured it in my pants. Oh,
right.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Whatever. You're
it's
the
just people looking for the easy out here, expecting.
Right.
You know,
yeah, $23 million. I got a cold and I took Airborne. Yeah, whatever. But it's, you know, it just goes to show you it's not a perfect system. We got people that, you know, get their snowball lawsuit thrown out, and then somebody gets $23 million because Airborne is selling stuff that seems to work for most people, whether it's a placebo or not.
Man, 66% of this group, that's
it's not even expensive compared to vitamins. Have you guys seen vitamin stores? Like, you go to
like
any health store,
or at least
that stuff
for like
is ridiculous,
cheap
man.
Shit.
It's like liquid gold over there. I take
liquid vitamins, too. Try to. Who knows if those are any damn good or any of this.
We
got to
be careful of not doing, like, you know, over...
Yeah, just
whatever.
Too
fuck
many
you guys. I can't speak anymore. I'm gonna drink
good.
Another beer.
We need to go to the next segment, anyways. I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but I'm sure
man,
it's gonna be damn awesome.
I'm gonna stab every one of you. Better go play some video games.
Hi, we're the new kids on the block. Now you can hang up with us 24 hours a day on our brand new hotline.
Just pick up your phone and call us on 1-900-9095-KIDS.
You hear our most secret day-to-day thoughts. Let's check this out. We'll tell you all about our brand new talking fan club hotline.
Word. It'll blow your mind, so call us right now.
Plus, a portion of each call helps us support United Cerebral Palsy.
So remember, we'll be loving you forever.
See ya. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents for each additional minute. Kids, get your parents' permission first.
There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You want to know why you should keep plenty of Colt 45 on hand? You never know when friends might show up. I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
The power of Colt 45.
Someone's got to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Welcome to the show, the dude.
Yeah, my bad.
Ass hat.
Yeah, well, I had some digestional issues this morning.
Tried to eat a shark.
You guys ever throw up in your shower? It fucking sucks.
Yeah. I don't want to take us off on a tangent already, but I do have to tell you this. I've heard of a couple people now, like, being on the toilet, doing their business, and all of a sudden having to throw up. and like contemplating like which they want on the floor. Not a good thing. At least you were in the shower, bro.
Yeah. Holy cow. I could not imagine the choice between
the other situation,
pooping on the floor or puking on the floor.
Again, most bathrooms have a trash can, though, that I would do the
The bathtub right by or something. But
yeah.
The first one that I heard about, again, I didn't want to go into this
too
far. But
this is what we do.
This guy I went to high school with was like on the toilet with some diarrhea. And he was totally like, ooh, I'm feeling kind of queasy. Ooh, I got to throw up. And so he turns around to throw up in the toilet, and the force from the throwing up made him evacuate every orifice in his body. So there was just like no choice. Just like, and I just exploded.
I had that happen to me when I was like really young, like 8 or so. So
nah,
even at
I
that point,
don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, it sucks, trust me.
That's horrible.
So I'm sorry you're feeling bad.
I'm feeling okay now. I got my porter going. I'm trying the economy porter, the Michelob porter.
Economy. Yes.
It's not bad.
It's not economy. It's I think it's value priced is what they would call it in
economy
politically correct circles.
Yeah, okay.
I thought maybe they stopped you at the store or something and wouldn't let you pay for your Kahlua with a check. Or no, it's just the half and half. 69
yeah.
cents, is that how much it was?
Yeah, it's like 69, 79 cents or something.
Good deal.
You know, Ralph's is really good about cashing that.
Good times. Ralph's. Right before you head over to Roll at the...
Yeah, and...
what's the name of that place?
Hollywood Lanes.
Hollywood Lanes,
which is
no longer. I'm sorry about that.
Shed a tear. Pour one out. Where they filmed the Big Lebowski.
They
tore it down.
I was like, the Holiday Lanes by my house is still open.
No, it's Hollywood Lanes.
Hollywood Lanes.
Open 24 hours.
Sorry.
Whoa.
It was
awesome.
Dude, that's what I was saying. Ever since I've come, when we came back there, me and my boys were like, how come there's no place like this? Because you go to the, now I get to around 2 a.m. at the bar, I'm like, I gotta go back.
You gotta explain, bro. You went to California.
Yeah, I went to sorry.
He toured
for
the facilities.
Yeah,
he was like a couple of thoughts ahead of where his mouth was. It's all good.
Well, I thought everyone knew me, but they don't.
Well, but I mean, we got 50 some listeners.
Oh, I know.
They don't know. So.
I'm sorry, 50 some listeners.
Wow.
50 some listeners. Here's what happened.
But they're international.
Way to limit yourself like that. There,
right?
Way back in the day. Well, not back in the day. However many years ago, I was 21. Young, me and a couple of brosifs took a road trip in his mom's minivan to California.
Sweet.
And we made it a point to go to the Shangri-La, the Temple of the Dude, which is, at that time, North Hollywood Lanes, where they filmed the movie The Big Lebowski, which if you haven't seen it, you're missing out on a nice slice of life.
Definitely need to watch it.
It influenced me very, very profoundly.
Couldn't tell.
I was gonna be an exec. Now I'm a degenerate pot smoker.
Whoa. So
it's funny 'cause it's true.
I know we briefed you a little bit about the first two segments, but
I'm all about the Cougars.
So you like the Cougars.
Like love.
What is your take on the economic stimulus package? Are you gonna grab anything specific with
Cougars
package? Yeah, I'm going to buy a hype man.
Yes, dude. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. At least for, I don't know how much they cost, but I think that Flavor Flav is, his contract's up with VH1, so I might be able to get him off the Flavor of Love or whatever.
What do you mean, the Flavor of Love isn't going into season 4? What?
That in the spirit of this economic stimulus package, I need to blow it on something completely frivolous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even, I mean, something that I won't even have. Nothing that I can actually touch.
Well, that's the whole point of it. You don't want to save it. You got to put it back
into
the economy.
Yeah, you got to put it back in the economy.
A shark soul?
Yes. And you know what? Oh, I'm going to go to Florida and go on a shark hunting trip. Yes!
Some pantaloons fashioned from sealskin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too bad that segment bit the dust.
Oh, it's all
then
good.
People know
we're
talking
we'll
about.
We'll revamp it.
Dude's doubling up on
that
the
was,
dude.
It's in the radio business, what we like to call a segue.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's when you were supposed to start talking about the sharks.
And that's what we will stimulus. Do now. Get that, people? Segway.
See, nice. You know what's fun is drinking, and then towards the end, we're like,
see, I knew what you were doing.
Fuck, and you're like, what the hell?
So what's dogs. This about a triathlete?
Yes. Taloon? All right. That's right.
Fuck
good. Segway.
Billy D.
Yes. Violent
trying
Mike.
To keep the train on the tracks.
Drink some Valium.
Violent Mike.
It's because I didn't play enough video games as a child. Fuck you guys.
All right, we got like two segments going on at once here.
Oh, well,
it's
all
good.
Good
time, man. Just whatever. Just flow with it. It's good.
So anyway, yes. As in a previous episode, you know, I would like to eradicate sharks and other man-eating species from the face of the planet. Maybe
by
not
using
quite
his penis.
I could do it, too. It's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me that one.
No.
Anyway, so just to make my point for me, a great white shark attacked and killed a triathlete in San Diego this week.
You were saying he's a family man? He's got like three kids.
Beloved father and grandfather.
Grandfather.
Hate to see that stuff happen.
Pillar of the community.
But I got to say, I haven't gone skydiving or bungee jumping because I don't want to die. That's a risk that you take. Right, but it's a risk that you took. Did you have to sign a waiver?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Maybe instead of...
sign a waiver to go into the ocean?
I was drunk in Mexico.
So you're saying that by stepping into an ocean, you are...
You are assuming a risk. In legal terms, you're assuming a risk that you're going to have some problems. Jellyfish, you might step on an urchin.
I hear this. I see what you're saying. I see your point.
But it's, you know, so it sucks that he died, but you're saying if they weren't there in the first place, the oceans would be ours for the taking.
Exactly. That's pretty much it.
We do that anyhow.
Yeah.
Fucking humans.
I don't like that either. Fucking humans. We're awesome.
Right.
We build roads.
Yeah, but we're just
hospitals. You ever see a shark paint the Mona Lisa? No.
Right.
We're just an anomaly, and we believe we're badass, but within
sharks an anomaly too. We're just a better anomaly. Fuck that.
So you're an evolutionist, not a creationist.
I really don't know which I am. I really don't give a fuck. I know we're both here, and we're better than them.
Well, I'm just saying, within 500 years. After all people are gone, the world will completely take over anything that we've done and completely destroy it.
Not if we kill it first.
Nature. Mother Nature. You're going to kill Mother Nature. You're a bastard.
That's right. Oh, a shark's Mother Nature now?
No, I'm saying.
She must give one damn awful blowjob.
Let's say, for whatever reason, like an asteroid or a giant volcano or whatever hit and we're dead. All humans are gone. Within 500 years... Mother Nature would completely reclaim New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Paris, London. Everything would go back to how it is. We believe that we're badasses, but we're really not. We have the force of nature will just wipe us out. Katrina, for
example. Did you see that Bruce Willis movie? Fuck asteroids.
Yeah, we don't want to go too deep here on the pub show. I mean, this is about drinking, hanging out with friends. We don't want to argue either. But the dude, you're wrong.
No. Nope.
No, I respect your point. I wanted to figure it out. We went through this whole
segment
once.
You figured it out better last time.
And something happened. Something broke. And so we have to redo it. So we already kind of discussed this, if it sounds like we're kind of not where we need to be. But I respect your opinions, even though they're wrong.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, DC.
Yo.
I like pooping.
Oh, God.
Who doesn't, really? Unless you're pooping and puking at the same time. That's what
getting out of this. You guys are just not enlightened enough to see my ways, I guess. Very soon, my kind will take over the world.
I suppose so.
I will save you all from the sharks and the bears.
Hey.
And the alligators.
You're seeing a Colbert now? The bears, number one threat now.
I believe Thoreau said to take the road less traveled, so maybe I need to quit my job and not have any money, but then you're siding with the freegans. So
yeah, hold up. That's a whole other issue.
But you said we're not enlightened. I don't know how I would get more enlightened. I don't read Mad Magazine, so...
You gotta watch more Animal Planet.
Well, Animal Planet is where it's at.
And read
more
books.
I'm a big fan of The Discovery.
Yeah.
We talked about Deadliest Catch. I mean, those guys are the same way, man.
I love that show.
It's cool, but I feel bad for the guys when they die, but also, like, dude, you're out.
That's why they make so much money, right?
Yeah, it's...
So that I can eat some red lobster, action.
And that's why king crab is so damn expensive.
But it's so good.
Because
so
people
so
die.
Worth it.
Right.
People die to put it on red lobster's
so
plate
good.
There.
Same thing with diamonds and stuff like that. Like, I got $3,000 to waste on something that, you know, slave workers toiled over for months.
The diamond industry is horrible. Diamonds aren't even worth that much.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to rail on something like sharks, man, work on people who are like, I don't know, corporate monsters that, like, run people into the ground. Like, there is still slavery today. Are you serious?
Well, that's the
I
thing
don't
about
like
De
that.
Beers is, like, going back to diamonds. Sorry, man.
Dude.
Like, yeah, diamonds are completely worthless because one company owns 98% of the diamond mines. And they're like, nope, we're going to release three this year.
Yeah. The only reason that diamonds are even sought after, it was marketing genius way back in the day when movies first came about, like in the early 1900s. They decided to make all the movie stars buy engagement. It was like, seriously, you can look this up. It's actual fact. The movie stars, they bought engagement rings for all their, you know, on screen. It was in the movie plots. And that's how it got popular. You know, before the 1900s, people didn't give a shit about diamonds.
Thank you, Wikipedia, for edifying me.
Cite Wikipedia.
It wasn't Wikipedia.
No, but I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, it's a man-made thing as far as the
they're not that rare
being sought after. But I mean, so is everything shiny. Boops. I mean,
there are tons of diamonds sitting in De Beers' vaults that he won't release. They like you said, there's one conglomerate. They use slave labor to get it. They destroy nations. It's fucking horrible.
Like in Congo with Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
Right? I'm just saying.
Terrible movie.
Not a huge Leo.
Terrible movie.
He died in like the first 5 minutes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But he's the man, so it doesn't matter.
Terrible not movie. A big Leo DiCaprio DiCaprio fan.
So you like licking
his nuts?
Than
your last,
no.
It's better than your last slip up.
Yeah.
He had a Freudian slip in the last segment that we lost. Earlier.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
But Blood Diamond's actually it's actually a pretty cool movie.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Blood Diamond. I haven't seen that one either.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen or anything Army since Titanic. Right. Oh, I need to watch that.
Now you're shunned. Now we're going to
segue number two, violent video games.
Right.
We've already done that.
No, remember we got erased.
No.
You guys did it?
Yeah.
We talked about it, but we can have your take on it since you weren't here for the first part.
Oh, okay.
Grand Theft Auto 2 hours late.
All right. My whole deal is, I don't know, you guys talk about parenting. It's about balance. You know, there's a study that Dane sent me that says kids who actually are DC. Whoops. I don't know who Dane is.
Hi-oh.
Whatever. It's happened before.
I think he's like a
it's
happened
or
something.
Today, so it's good.
Yeah.
This
but,
dude
that
sits, not that dude, but this dude. Whatever. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, we're like way gone.
It's all way quiet. I'll stop.
Yeah.
There you
so,
go.
But the Bye. Thing that I was talking about.
Grand Theft Auto?
Video games. Yes, Grand Theft Auto.
About bad parenting?
Yes, bad parenting. You shouldn't, obviously, let your kid play for 15 hours. And nobody should let themselves play for 15 hours. But if a child plays, you know, 2 hours of video games a day, he gets a little bit of his aggression out. It's also a good social thing.
Escapism?
Yes, escapism. Some escapism isn't bad. I love going home, busting some cap on Halo, and then getting some my freaking crime spree on GTA.
It's all immersion into unnatural imagination.
Right. Which is dangerous, which is why you don't let your kid...
talking about? That's not what I was talking about.
Yeah, lay it down! Preach, right. Brother, Billy.
All right,
Billy,
what up?
Preach it to
Finish
us!
Finish it up, Billy.
Why is someone else living in someone else's imagination bad?
Well, because...
Or dangerous?
Well, for me, I don't think you should put... Real life, there's no substitute for reality. And when I see guys play video games way too much...
Reality is purely based on one's own perceptions.
Oh,
so. Ooh, dun dun dun.
All
right.
Point. You know you want to get out of
I don't give a fuck
mic.
What your perception is.
Man,
casting spells in a video game is not reality. Fuck your perception.
But it's the same thing with, like, I mean, why was Lord of the Rings so popular? Not everybody loves the middle age kind of thing. But
I love Lord of the Rings.
It was a beautiful kind
it's
of escape. To break away from reality. I mean, nobody wants to live in a very mundane world. That's why there's movies.
I'm sorry, I stepped out. Did you say something about middle age? Were you guys talking about cougars again?
Oh, man, I wish I would have picked that
cougar
up in
midlife. Oh, man, see, that's the...
Sure, the habit train!
But then we wouldn't have been... But then we wouldn't have been able to offer this up to the pub fans as an offering, you know, a little sacrifice of a pub show for us.
It's the retardedness that I am.
Man.
I'm sorry.
But you didn't realize, just like any guys, man, we started talking about this. You just don't notice it. Continue.
Yeah. It's a typical thick-headed guy thing. You're always talking, man, I can never pick up chicks. Guys, chicks never hit on me, and blah, blah, blah. Well, they do. You just don't realize it.
Right.
It's because
you hear
beard.
That, ladies? We're down to earth over here at the pub show.
Yes, we will realize it.
Not
eventually.
That we, have any idea if you're hitting on us or not.
You have to be like,
right?
It's always
we realize
metal mic
that most guys.
Hey,
are
10 minutes later, you're like, oh shit, that chick was hitting on me. Yeah. I totally should have verbally responded.
You got to come out and just be like, hey, what up? I think you're hot. And I'll be like, oh,
you
hey,
got
baby,
to be direct.
How you doing? And then I'll drop my game, and it's shit game, but you just got to let me know that we're playing
that's the
and
thing.
Hot
if
and
you've,
shit.
If you've already, you know, the defenses are down. There's no game to be had. Just be yourself.
Well, that's
what the whole problem that guys have. Everybody's got to step up with games. So, looks like you falled from heaven, whatever, you know, like all the stupid
all
lies.
That.
Yeah.
All
you
that.
You run my mind all day, bitch.
Oh, nice.
Bitch is not
guys,
a good way to introduce.
But guys seriously
well,
do that.
It goes with a lack of game.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have a game either, but it's guys are retarded.
Yeah,
man.
You got to be direct. You got to show us your boobs.
Maybe not that direct.
Dude, tell me that wouldn't work. Tell me that wouldn't work.
Well,
I'm all right. I'm appealing to the ladies.
Whoa.
Preach it to us, brother. Preach melody.
Hold on. I have a guy. I know a dude, fella, who
do tell.
You're not talking about me.
Who had over fun. Had over a female friend, and it was purely friend, or whatever.
I don't have any of those.
And she has a boyfriend. She stayed over.
That's pointless.
The entire evening. Up, it was about at least 1 o'clock by the time she left. Do you think she was still just being friend, or?
I think she's being naive, and he's getting his cock teased. That's what I think's happening.
You think he's being naive?
No, she's being naive. Because chicks believe that they can be friends with members of the opposite sex. There is no guy anywhere, unless he's quasi-gay, that wants to be just friends with a girl.
Listen, you're coming from like a Cro-Magnon type of
Cro-Magnon.
I know.
Cro-Magnon, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cro-Magnon condoms, is that what it's going on?
No, those are Trojans.
No, I don't even know what it is. Whatever the term is, I didn't study that, but guys, I mean, you can have platonic relationships with girls. Not to say that there's not some thoughts there about what you might do had you the chance, but I agree with you 90%
every platonic
of the guys,
relationship with the girl is a six pack away from Nookie.
And there he goes. Killing sharks, six packs and Nookie. That's what it's about.
Well, no, I'm posing the question. I'm posing the question that
I agree with what you're saying.
For each one of you guys, if you had a female friend, you know, and you're not attached, that was over till 1 o'clock in the morning, what would you think?
I'd be thinking, how much alcohol can I get in this girl?
Maybe not
and
necessarily
what else?
That route, but, I mean, after being there for that long, I mean, let's say came over 6, 7, whatever, and then was there until 1, absolutely, it becomes like, okay, why is this girl still here? I want to
exactly.
go to bed, but
that's what I'm talking
is she
about.
Trying to, you know, are we trying to take it to the next step, even though she's involved? I mean, that's my
just being
personal.
Friends with somebody, though, I mean... I didn't have a whole lot of, like, guy friends when I was... I mean, even now, you guys are, like, my closest guy friends because I can't associate with most guys because they're fucking assholes, man. Can't handle that stuff. Everybody has unique qualities, but most guys, I'm just like, dude, don't get you. So the people that are listening to this, if you're an asshole, quit being an asshole. That's all I'm saying.
Because Dane won't be your friend. Yeah. DC won't be your friend.
I mean, this isn't really even in the same vein, but... Why do girls go out with the asshole guys? Like, I used to be, like, the sweetest guy ever. Like, yeah. I'm not, I shit you not.
Man.
And, you know, I was like,
if you can come up with an answer for
anything,
that one,
so.
You could sell a lot of books.
Look at this dude. He's a complete douchebag and a complete asshole to me, but I love him. And I'm like, well, I bought you flowers and dinner. And I.
We could talk about this for hours,
I'm
but,
sorry,
yeah, but
yeah,
luckily for
so
us, this
you're
isn't Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Tissue, somebody hold me.
What you need to do is look into your daddy issues.
So it's definitely not that. I mean, the pub, man,
penis.
We got everybody here. It doesn't matter. I can't stand this, like the typical asshole guys, though, and you know who you are. You know you're an asshole, too, and that's the whole thing, man.
Why you keep looking at me, fucker?
But I don't picture you as that. I mean, you just say what you think. That's the thing. Like
I come off as abrasive, and if you don't like it...
It's, you know, you say what's on your mind. That's an admirable trait, actually. I mean, I'm probably the opposite. I say half of what's on my mind, and I probably should say more, but...
You get in a lot of trouble.
I don't like
when
pissing
you say,
people off.
Say
yeah.
what's on your mind.
But the other way, too, you know? There's a good balance. Whatever.
Between two worlds.
an arrow and a
cross.
Oh,
no. Are we going to drop any more the pub show band stuff going on? That was pretty
maybe.
Cool.
Man, we got the other guitar player here. I think we could do some...
Throw a little something
old
down.
Face or Ledge.
Ledge? Nice.
Short of ADD or whatever the other title of that one
is.
Yeah. Might have to do some of those. If you guys like this, I really want to hear. I mean... I'm kind of the proprietor of the RSS, I suppose. I manage the website, talk to you guys. Let us know, man. I'm only getting feedback from, you know, a select few, kind of the core group of people, but I know more of you are listening. So if you're hearing this, let us know. Send us a shout. We can even add emails for these other guys or just say that you want to talk to them, you know, post some stuff on the MySpace, hit us up in the shout box. We got our boy Cook down in the southern part of the state that wants to get in on it, too.
Yeah,
we're going to do
Cookie.
Some Skyping. Little remote action.
Skype will be sweet.
We got Metal Mike.
Give that a test run before I head over.
How long till you're gone?
2 months.
2 months? You're gone for 2 months or you're going to be gone in 2 months?
I will be gone in two All months right. and I will be gone for 2 months.
All right. Know this. Nice. When you do your remotes, you goddamn well better do it in an English accent.
He's not gonna be.
Maybe I'll pick up some English skank. And,
but yes. But what if you're gonna be in the Netherlands, man? Then you're gonna have to talk like a guy from Metalocalypse.
I mean, there was talk about going to Sweden. So
yes. Oh, Sweden. You and your big busty blonde chick, Sweden. I envy you. That should be your gross national export.
All right. How about we take a break? We come back and we finish this up.
Sounds good to me.
Woo!
Peace to your mother. I mean, woo! Word.
I'll murder you.
Bam, ba doo doo, boo down, boo down, solo. Willy wah, wah, boom doo, ba de ba, wah, boom boom boom, wah. Willy, 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 wah. Yeah, I wrote that. It's called "I Want to Rock Your Body," and then in parentheses it says "To the Break of Dawn."
DJ. Corn dog. Corn dog. Corn dog. Corn dog. Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Pull your mouth,
pull
your mouth, pull your mouth, and suck it.
This message is brought to you by local Corn Doggers 101, breading and sticking meat since 1975.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. For local Corn Doggers 101, thank you very much for corn and those dogs.
I don't know pretty if you guys tasty. Picked this up, but I motherfucking love corn dogs. Corn dogs.
It's tasty.
Especially with mustard.
Yeah. Dude.
Mustard.
Oh, yes.
Silly, you had a little bit
silly
of fun
corn
over
dogs.
Here.
Shouldn't be in your hand. It should be in your mouth.
I love it.
If you guys don't like what you hear,
then don't
off.
Listen.
Well,
that's
off.
Right. No, but really do tell us. I mean, I want to know.
I mean, you can tell us, and then you can
we're here
off.
For you.
Yeah. We're definitely here for you. I mean, that's what
we're
here for.
We're here to sex you up.
I thought it was here for us.
Saying R. Kelly.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to
we're here depending, for the depending
oh,
on
I'm
who.
Here, no, I'm not sexing.
Yeah, we're here for the beer. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Depending on who they are, I might sex them up.
Oh no,
dudes.
No.
Oh man.
Oh, you're getting all your poopy pants on.
It's funny because it's true.
No one has any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, your poop pants are funny.
Your poop pants are funny.
Poop pants are just funny.
That makes about as much sense.
That's all. You guys, what I want you to do is just tell a friend about this. I think for what
email
it is.
Email it to your friends.
Just tell them, man. I mean, it's not hard to remember. Thepubshow.googlepages.com.
But if they receive it in an email, it's on their computer.
Dude, I send you emails all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to reply
on my,
for days.
And they're on my computer.
Actually, I sent them an email 2 months ago, and I never got anything back. So
what? You didn't send me shit.
Bullshit.
We got business cards. I'll send you guys business cards. Spread the word a little bit. If you like what you hear, let people know. Let us know, man. We want to keep doing what's good for the people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, the people.
If we're going to try and run for office in 2020, Steve and Steve.
Steve and Steve. I'd vote for Steve. Steve Krentz.
For those
Scott,
of you that
forever.
Do know what you're talking about, congratulations. For those of you that don't, I don't know, send us a message. Maybe we'll let you know. I've heard a couple of things just as, you know, to get to the technical side, because I want to make sure that people are getting this. I've heard a couple of people say they don't have internet access, like Dave. I'd be happy to burn off a CD of the past six now shows for anybody that wants it. So feel
Whoa.
Free to distribute. We're all about the you know, free economy over here in the music audio industry. So we're like Nine Inch Nails and, I don't know,
Radiohead.
Yeah, they did that.
And soon to be Metallica.
Right, which is...
Yeah.
That's ironic.
Blow on the mic.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's ironic, not unlike a singer who shall remain nameless.
Except for nothing about the song is ironic.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
You know, she used to date Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
So
that's
awesome.
That's what the one song's about.
I have
down
no
the
idea
theater.
What they're
talking
about.
Yeah. You might have to fill in the dude.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, you won't catch this on Animal Planet.
Damn.
Oh.
I don't watch VH1.
Oh, man. Who are we talking about? I don't even know her name.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
You can say her name.
I couldn't remember it. That's, that's why I said she'll remain nameless.
Oh.
Cut it out.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Hey, you guys have a good
hit the eject button on that one.
All right. Peace out, peeps.
Peace.
Later.